Warning. The system has become unstable.
This whole system is deeply flawed, and that's why I talk a lot about free markets and property rights, Austrian economics, and getting rid of the Fed. All these things are now up for grabs. A lot of people, especially the young people, are looking at this. So for this reason, I'm a bit encouraged by, what might come out of this. But I think we're going to go through the ringer. I think it's going to get much, much worse, and it's bad enough already. But there's no way that we can step back. The one thing I'm convinced of after having spent so much time in Washington is that this will not be a gradual recovery from this disaster that we have. We're not going to elect enough people and enough courage to vote the right way, and there's too much demagoguing and too much misunderstanding that people would revolt. But the collapse will come, it's going to hit the dollar, and then we're going to have our opportunity. So the more people who are protected intellectually as well as financially, the better off we'll be in rebuilding what we'll have, what we'll need to do in the near future.
Buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Hello, Kim John speaking.
Kim, is Vlad Putin. I have calling for RSVP about birthday party for you. I don't know what to bring it. I having some Soviet era warhead. Little rusty, but could be cleaned.
No, I have already. I want Mali compatible individual first aid kit from the PrepperRecon.com. It has everything for traumatic injury. Tourniquet, IBD, quick clot, suture kit, EMT shears, and chest seal. And so easy for bite. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click store tab at the top of the homepage. $89 includes shipping.
Okay, I buy for you. They have many tactical color. Do you preferring coyote, OD green, ACU, or black?
How about you surprise me?
Okay, I make surprise. But don't surprising me with those kimchi rolls again. Last time I eat, I had to leave in G20 early. And other thing, if Rodman wears miniskirt to party, I leaving.
Today's guest is Nick Hankoff. Nick is the news editor for Voices of Liberty. Nick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. It's great to be here.
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor to have you on. Now, we might have a few listeners that aren't familiar with Voices of Liberty yet. Can you just tell us briefly what that is and what you do there?
Oh, sure. So it grew out from the Ron Paul channel, and now it's a liberty-minded multi-channel network. It's at voicesofliberty.com. And there are lots of independent contributors and organizations that contribute to the site. So it's a place where the whole movement can really come together and elevate and amplify our voices. So we're really excited that Prepper Recon is on there.
And it's an honor to be there, I'll have to say. Now, Dr. Ron Paul has taken on several broken institutions from American society. Voices of Liberty fights against the corporate-controlled right-left media. Our founders were so concerned with the free press that they included it in the very First Amendment. Do you think that freedom is under attack?
Oh, sure. I mean, more so than ever before. You know, I'm no fan of George W. Bush, but I think Barack Obama's been even worse insofar as control over media, whistleblowers, whatever it is that gets information out to the people. So we have a section all about whistleblowers on our website. And this is really something that is up to us to change. This isn't something that, you know, we have to elect new representatives or gain any extra political power in Washington, D.C. This is about just transforming that medium of actual broadcasting or reporting to become the media, to become the press. And it is a matter of people power at this point. And if you're not making your voice heard, then you can't really complain too much about your rights being violated. So you really have to put some skin in the game and be a part of it. And the world becomes a much more exciting place. You do have an impact. And we've seen the impact that Voices of Liberty .com is already having on that. So yeah, I agree with you that Ron Paul's been great on, you know, whether it's his homeschool curriculum or, just teaching people economics, just educating people. Our website educates people on a whole array of issues, but we try and get the news you should know, and we try and actually hear back from people and let them interact with us. So, you know, it's a matter of just really redoing all over the media, because as it is now, the establishment media, the actual institutions that are so close to government, they're serving the government. They're serving the propagandists, and Voices of Liberty has to be there for some sort of balance and a choice, an option for people to come to and find.
And Nick, you just mentioned Dr. Paul's homeschool curriculum, and you also mentioned economics, and his homeschool curriculum is going to pay a whole lot of attention to money and to economics. Now, we don't see that in the public schools. Do you think that's an oversight, or do you think that's an intentional move to keep people ignorant?
Oh man, that's a good question. It's, you know, it could be both. Who knows? I mean, you know, I took my first economics class when I was a senior in high school, and it wasn't even a requirement. So yeah, it's, and of course a lot of the economics that I learned in that class weren't so interesting or weren't very helpful in helping me understand the world. So, you know, it's an interesting question. I do think that we have to have alternatives to education, just as we do with the media, and those go hand in hand. I think Voices of Liberty is a place where people can go to get educated on a whole array of issues that you're not going to hear about in your U.S. politics, your U.S. government, U.S. history classes in school. So it would be nice if we heard about some students out there linking the Voices of Liberty in their student reports. But, you know, insofar as getting the word out about the economy, I've been checking out Prepper Recon since you guys came on VOL, and it's very interesting stuff that, really it requires, almost an addiction to asking questions. And that's a very powerful part of getting to the truth, is not so much finding the answers, the exact answers all the time, but asking the right questions puts you on the right direction. And I think the problem with the education system is they're not teaching kids how to ask questions the smart way, and Prepper Recon does a great job of that.
Well, thank you very much for that. And another thing that the public school system's doing, and through Common Core, is that they really gloss over a lot of history, particularly the Revolutionary War. I have to ask if you think that might also be being done on purpose. Because if we can get kids to not think about those pesky revolutionaries, maybe they'll be more apt to just settle for the status quo.
Oh yeah, all of American history is really shaped and rewritten to serve the status quo. And so of course when the country was founded, before and directly after the U.S. Constitution was ratified, that's a whole different country. That's a whole different law of the land than what we're actually under today. So, you know, if there's news that they're actually skipping over the American Revolution, that'd be a surprise to me. Most of the time what I hear is that, you know, they are touching on that issue, except they're twisting it a little bit and not telling you really the full impact that moment had in not just American history, but all of recorded human history. And that is getting back to individual liberty and having a self-governed society. That's what we're here to do. So, and that's what you should be there in school to learn. But of course, that's a little idealistic considering that the schools are run by the federal government, the government that crushes the Constitution every day in its very natural way of accumulating more power that it just grabs out of thin air.
And education's an arena that I don't think our founders ever had any intention for the federal government to be involved in.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That's not, of course, education's not anywhere in the Constitution. People will cite the general welfare clause or this clause or that clause, and it's been debunked over and over again. Actually, on voicesofliberty.com, one of the great writers that writes about, you know, these constitutional issues is Mike Meharry from 10th Amendment Center. So there's all sorts of different voices on our side, and I don't think any of them would say that education is part of the federal government's responsibility.
Now, Citizen 4 is a documentary about the Snowden links, and it just won an Oscar. I think it's great that Hollywood's recognizing Snowden's sacrifice, but what about the American people? If they really appreciated the sacrifice that he made, don't you think we should be seeing more pushback against the surveillance state?
I sure do hope so. I think that we have to look on the bright side. We have to stay optimistic. There are a lot of bills in state legislatures pushing back against NSA spying. At the federal level, I don't think people are going to get too excited because everyone knows Congress doesn't really get things done, or if they do get things done, they're obviously going to give the NSA more power. So I don't get discouraged when I don't see a lot of activity on the federal level, but I do see a lot of action on the state level and the local level. So that is encouraging. Utah, for instance, there's a bill to shut down the water and electricity to the NSA data center, and VOL has covered this, and there's lawsuits in court against the NSA. Voices of Liberty has covered this as well. We actually do have a whole section on NSA spying. So there is some interest, and I hope that after Citizen 4 won that Academy Award, that it's going to grab people's attention again. I think the progress that we've made since Edward Snowden leaked those documents, it has been progress, and we have to keep it going and make sure people don't forget, because I think what you're getting at is that people have short memories, and they might get excited about an issue but then forget about it when the next thing comes around. So Voice of Liberty is following up on every story that has to do with the NSA spying, and that should help keep it in the public eye.
And you mentioned that a lot of that has to do with Congress and that they continue to grant more authority to the NSA. And that's another one of the institutions that Dr. Paul fought so hard against was government. And now while he didn't reform Washington while he was there, what he did through books like The Revolution, A Manifesto, he successfully woke me up. Is that what we have to do, kind of wake up one person at a time?
Absolutely. You know, this is a revolution about individual liberty, and it does happen one individual at a time. And that means that it's going to happen different ways. And so Voices of Liberty is there to open up the possibilities of ways to spread the message. So there's not any right or wrong way. I think there are good and bad practices, and we can just see what works and what doesn't work. But Voices of Liberty is there for people who want to contribute their own stories about government abuse, IRS bureaucracy. You know, I know a lot of people are putting up with the IRS these days especially. And we need to be open to every form, whether it's written content or audio, as the Prepper Econ podcast does, or even video posts. Any way we can to reach people, Voices of Liberty amplifies that. And I think it does have to happen one individual at a time, and any individual can become a part of voicesofliberty.com. That's why it's such a great tool, and we're very happy that it came all together like this.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Their plates are available with Rhino Linings coatings to reduce spaw. Go to KDArmor.com, that's CATIArmor.com today. Do you think this message is ever going to hit critical mass, or do you think that the masses are too ingrained in the way things are?
Well, I do think episodes like Edward Snowden hit the critical mass on NSA. It doesn't mean that everyone's an expert and everyone knows all the answers and everyone knows what liberty is all about. But if you think about one issue at a time, you really can get a mass of people behind a certain issue here or there. And I do remain optimistic that a great mass of the American people will reject government overreach and side with individual liberty. They won't succumb to every national security propaganda police state lie that they will trust their own social media networks, their own networks that they themselves set up and can see for themselves that the mainstream media isn't reflecting accurately. So it seems tough now, but think about where we were before there was a voicesofliberty.com, before there were podcasts like Recon, Prepper Recon podcast. Before all this, the people who came before us fought for the ideals of individual liberty, and if we carry them forward, I think our future is very bright.
And Dr. Ron Paul often cites the failed economic policies of Washington, and particularly monetary creation. We just heard from Janet Yellen today that there's no interest rate hikes anytime soon, which very much punishes savers. Welfare, warfare, I mean, we don't see any end to it. We hear the Democrats and the Republicans fight against both and pointing fingers of the Republicans spending too much on warfare and the Democrats spending too much on welfare. But, George Bush added Medicare Part D, which is another social entitlement program. We've seen few presidents throughout history that have been had as much military ambition as Barack Obama. So it doesn't really play out that they're really looking to make any cuts to the other person's sacred cow. And so everything just keeps going on and on. And Dr. Paul has said several times that he expects a period of economic upheaval when the bill finally comes due. Do you think that time frame is going to be very volatile for freedom?
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. I think freedom is going to be is going to equally have an impact on the market. You know, when things like Bitcoin come along and other innovations to the market, they're going to change things just as much for the better as the decrepit old system is making things worse. So, will it be dangerous for freedom? A lot of times in bad economic downturns, you know, I think people have made almost a cliche out of Nazi Germany, saying where Hitler rose out of a hyperinflated, just a destroyed economy in Germany post World War I. And so they try and equate that to America, and it's certainly something to look at and be concerned about. But it doesn't take away too much away from my optimism, because I do think also that our freedom and our innovative nature in America is also going to upset the economy in good ways. So, you know, it's something that you're familiar with Austrian economics, and there's the phrase called creative destruction. And creative
Joseph
destruction.
Joseph Schumpeter, I think, came up with that phrase.
Yeah, so I'd like to think of it that way. And I think, 3D printing, bitcoins, drones, all these interesting technologies that will help hyper-individualize the economy will create a ton of possibilities, and ultimately the better choices are just going to override the bad. And if we can improve our economy through individual innovation, and just do our best to protect the emerging shared economy, whether it's Uber and Lyft or Airbnb, all these different little interesting things that get around the red tape and create new opportunities and save people money and present new goods and services. I'm optimistic. I totally see a dollar collapse coming, 100%. But we can prepare ourselves for that, and I think Prepper Recon plays a part in that.
And what happens if we fail in spreading the message of liberty and waking up enough people to hit sort of a critical mass? What type of totalitarian regime could we be looking at?
That is a really good question. If we fail, okay, so let's think about this. We fail on getting the idea of liberty out there, but yet I still see the economy going in a more democratic direction, in the sense that people with their smartphones, their smart devices, are making choices on grand scales. we could see a tyranny of the majority in America. I think that's something that you know could be a reality. I do think that for the most part, we're not going to win on a whole scale, 330 million people, 50 states. There's going to be regional successes and regional failures. It's going to be a little bit of whack-a-mole, I think. And so staying alert and staying informed about what's going on around you is going to give you the best gauge of where to find your out or your in to that sort of new totalitarian government. Because really the form of government doesn't have to change all that much. We still elect a president every 4 years. That part of the Constitution, they do follow to the word. Elect a new president every 4 years. But that doesn't mean that the impact or the nature of the government is going to be true to the Constitution. It'll be the same in the form, but it'll still be a change. That sort of government, it could be a rule by the majority, where the Republicans and Democrats really do unite as one single party. There's all sorts of possibilities, but we have to look at ways to transcend politics. We have to look at ways to get involved in politics when we can and use every tool imaginable. And really, I don't think the odds are very good for totalitarianism for very long. I think that we're just making too much progress, and they're not going to be able to keep up with us. That's how I come at it.
Nick, you've given us so much good information to consider. Can you just tell us all the different ways people can get involved, particularly with Voices of Liberty?
Sure thing. So go to voicesofliberty.com and just take a look around. Read and enjoy yourself. There's videos, podcasts, written content on there. You'll also see on the top bar, Your Voice. You can click on Your Voice and you can share your story with us, get your own story published on Voices of Liberty. And there's also items that you can take action on, whether it's petitions or getting the word out about certain hot issues. And you can even join the movement and help support voicesofliberty.com with your premium membership. The Voices of Liberty has to stay afloat. So we really look forward to people's support. But it's something you can definitely be a part of. And, just take a look at our issues. Our issues go from Obamacare to the drug war to, economic freedom, all sorts of issues. So enjoy yourself on there. If you want to give some feedback about what you think about the website, my email address is Nick, N-I-C-K, at voicesofliberty.com.
And Nick, thanks for everything that you're doing for freedom. And thanks for taking time to come on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mark. Thank you very much. I hope we can do it again.
In the post-apocalyptic thriller, American Exit Strategy by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, America is on the cusp of financial annihilation. Matt and Karen Bear face the challenges of Main Street during a full-scale financial meltdown. Government borrowing and monetary creation have reached their limits. When funds are no longer available for government programs, widespread civil unrest erupts across the country. Matt and Karen are forced to move to a more remote location, and their level of preparedness is revealed as being much less adequate than they believed prior to the crisis. American Exit Strategy uses survival fiction to take an in-depth look at the real-life politics and economics behind the issues that are likely to trigger a currency collapse. American Exit Strategy. Buy your copy in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.